There's an interesting shaila from the Cheshek Shlomo that this year is Purim Mishuash BeYerushalayim. So, as we discussed, all agree Megillah has to be on Friday because you can't have it on Shabbos, that's Gzeira D'Rabbah, and you can't have it on Sunday, go Yavor, if it's too late. However, regarding other mitzvahs, we said it's a discussion. So everyone, all of Klai Yisrael, is going to read Kriyas HaMegillah on Friday, and therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, that's even considered Bizmana for Yerushalayim, even though it's not the 15th, but on the Purim Mishulash, that's considered Bizmana. That's a debate, whether that's considered Bizmana or not, whether one can make a bracha on Megillah, but Megillah reading on Purim Mishulash on the Friday in Yerushalayim, if there is no minyan. So nevertheless, the Cheshek Shlomo has an interesting shaila. What about a katan shehigdio? Someone who becomes bar mitzvah. I guess it applies to women as well, since they're chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. Avhein hayu ba'oso anes. But the shaila is a bar mitzvah boy. Comes bar mitzvah on Shabbos this year. So what does he do with Megillah reading, if anything? In other words, since he becomes bar mitzvah on day 15, and they read the Megillah on day 14. He wasn't chayav yet. So do I say, either you could argue, well, he was pater from the Megillah because he wasn't chayav at the time. They read the Megillah, he wasn't a gadol. So this year there is no chayav Megillah. Or perhaps you could argue that he heard the Megillah as a katan that could count later on when he becomes a gadol. That's a whole discussion in the Minchas Chinuch and others, whether if you do a mitzvah when you're exempt from, or Chayav Midrabanan, and then you become a Gadol later on, can it count later on for a mitzvah? That's the stirin, or the parents stirin, the Gemara, about whether by Rosh Hashanah it says if you eat matzah when you're a shota, when you're pater, when, so therefore you have to eat over another piece of matzah, implying that it wouldn't help. On the other hand, we find that by Pru Ravu, you could do the mitzvah in your guy. So the Minchas Chinuch gives different answers as among as others, but depending on what you answer, so that's the shaila here. So maybe when you do maybe the mitzvah you did at Midrabanan, the Rambam writes about doing, if you're included in the Karban Pesach when you're a katan, maybe the mitzvah of a katan counts, etc. It's a whole discussion. So either way, that's the pashas. I think the accepted luck is that it's it. Either they were yotze yesterday or the putter. However, the Cheshek Shlomo says you should read the Megillah on Shabbos. I read the Megillah on Shabbos. At first glance, that should be definitely wrong, because Gemara says explicitly we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because we're afraid Shama Yavreno Dalad Amas Brishus Arabi, you might come to carry. So why isn't the Cheshek Shlomo worried about Gzeira D'Rava? So, it goes back to the famous Kasha, how come we say Gzeira D'Rabba by Shofar Lulav and Megillah, but we don't say it by Milan Shabbat? So there are many answers. It's the famous Tosis Aitz and Megillah, it's an Asi Sheish Bo Kares, perhaps it's like a Lav. You have the famous Taz Hayadua, that it's Mefurish B'Kras, so therefore B'Yom HaFilu B'Shabbat, but the other answer of the Ran is, which is Nogea to the Cheshek Shlomo and us is, the Ran says, you know why by meal we don't make Zera Derabba? By Megillah, Shofar, and Lulav, everyone's chayev. So everyone's going to be caught up busy in their own mitzvah, not going to be able to remind me. But if I'm the only one by meal, only I'm chayev in the mitzvah. So therefore, we're not worried about me carrying because my next door neighbor, everyone else, people in my home will tell me that, don't worry, you know, you can't count, you know, remember it, Shabbos. So to here, Chayev's already read the Megillah. So therefore, only this Katan Shehigdo is reading the Megillah, so therefore the Cheshek Shlomo writes that since in this case there's no concern of Gzeira D'Rabba because the rest of Klai Yisrael already has fulfilled the mitzvah, and they can remind you, so he says a chiddush, an interesting chiddush, that Katan Shehigdo should read the Megillah. I'm not sure if he goes as so far with the bracha as well, but he says the Katan Shehigdo should read the Megillah on Shabbos.